Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Avram Goldar and Rim Masechta Shavuos Daf Dal, the first parak Shavuos Shtayim. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, having explained that a Mishnah falls for Bishmoel, and the liability for the four types of Shavuos is Malkus, the Gemara asks about the Mishnah's fourth case, Maros Nagaim, my Malkazika. Regarding appearances of Tzaras, what Malkus is there? It answers, Bekotzes Baharaso, with one who cuts off his Beharis, because Rabbi Iglah said, Komak Mishinemar, Hishamer, Pen Baal, Eno El Losase. Wherever it says in the Torah, be careful, lest, or do not, it's nothing but a negative prohibition and incurs Malkus. Since the Torah writes, Hishamer Benegha Tzaras, be careful about the Tzaras affliction, one who cuts off his Tzaras receives Malkus. The Gemara then asks about the third case, Yetzias Shabbos, my Malkazika, for transfers on Shabbos, what Malkus is there? Since Shabbos prohibitions are Alav Shinitin Lazarus Mises Basin, a prohibition given to warn against the death penalty, there's no Malkus for it. The Gemara replies that this is why we said the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel, because he holds Alav Shinitin Lazarus Mises Basin, Lokin Alav. Point number two, the Gemara ultimately proves that our Mishnah is discussing Karbanos, not Malkus. There cannot be four variations of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav from a Mazid, only two, and the case of Halama, forgetting, cannot incur Malkus. Moreover, the Mishnah explicitly states that he's liable to a Karban all of a Yoret. Therefore, Rav Yosef says, Rebbe hi ben nasivla aliba de Tanai, the Mishnah's Rebbe who arranged according to different Tanaim's opinions. Thus, regarding Yediyas Atumah, he incorporates Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, that one is liable also for Hel HaMikdash, forgetting about the Mikdash, allowing for four cases. And regarding Shavuos, he incorporates Rabbi Kiva's opinion, that one is also liable for violated Shavuos about the future, allowing for four cases. Rav Kahan explained that Rav Yosef meant that Rebbe himself holds these views, not that he was merely presenting various Tanaim's opinions. Thus, the Mishnah reflects his own opinion. He quotes a brayso proving that Rebbe darshens the repeated Venelam Venelam to obligate one for both Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash. And point number three, the Gemara attempts to prove the Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Akiva and obligates a carbon for violated Shavuos about the future. Rebbe Akiva's opinion is based on darshing the Torah with the more inclusive ribui umiute, amplifications and limitations, where the mute merely excludes from the ribui. In a brayso, Rebbe says, "Bechol podim bechor adam chutz min ashtaros." One may redeem a human firstborn son with anything except for debt documents. The Rabban say he cannot be redeemed with avadim, mishtaros, ukarkos, slaves, documents, or land. Apparently, Rebbe darshens the Torah as ribui umiute, like Rebbe Akiva, and accordingly darshens the sequence of riba umiut uriba about Bechor redemption to include everything and exclude only one thing, shtaros, which have no intrinsic value. The Rabban darshens such sequences as kolio prate, generalizations and specifications, where the prat defines the extent of the klal. Therefore, they exclude anything not similar to the klal, i.e. silver coins, namely karka, which is not movable, and avadim, which are compared to karka, and shtaros. However, the Gemara proves that Rebbe does not generally darshan ribui umiute, and does so by Bechor for a specific reason, and thus cannot hold like Rebbe Akiva. So once again, the three points are, number one, having explained that our Mishnah falls Rabbi Yishmael, and the liability for the four types of Shavuos is Malkus, the Gemara asks about the Mishnah's fourth case, Maros Nagaim, my Malkus Ika, regarding appearances of Tzaras, what Malkus is there? It answers, Bekotzes Baharaso, with one who cuts off his Beharis, because Rabbi Iglah said, Komak Mishinemar, Hishamer, Pen Baal, Eno El Losase. Wherever it says in the Torah, be careful, lest, or do not, it's nothing but a negative prohibition and incurs Malkus. Since the Torah writes, Hishamer Benegha Tzaras, be careful about the Tzaras affliction, one who cuts off his Tzaras receives Malkus. The Gemara then asks about the third case, Yetzias Shabbos, my Malkazika, for transfers on Shabbos, what Malkus is there? Since Shabbos prohibitions are Alav Shinitin Lazarus Mises Basin, a prohibition given to warn against the death penalty, there's no Malkus for it. The Gemara replies that this is why we said the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel, because he holds Lav Shinitin Lazarus Misa Basin, Lokin Alav. Point number two, the Gemara ultimately proves that our Mishnah is discussing Karbanos, not Malkus. There cannot be four variations of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav from a Mazid, only two, and the case of Halama, forgetting, cannot incur Malkus. Moreover, the Mishnah explicitly states that he's liable to a Karban all of a Yoret. Therefore, Rav Yosef says, Rebbe hi v'nasiv la'aliba de Tanai. The Mishnah's Rebbe who arranged according to different Tanaim's opinions. Thus, regarding Yediyas Tumah, he incorporates Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that one is liable also for Hel HaMikdash, forgetting about the Mikdash, allowing for four cases. And regarding Shavuos, he incorporates Rabbi Kiva's opinion that one is also liable for violated Shavuos about the future, allowing for four cases. Rav Kahan explained that Rav Yosef meant that Rebbe himself holds these views, not that he was merely presenting various Tanaim's opinions. Thus, the Mishnah reflects his own opinion. He quotes a brayso for proving that Rebbe darshens the repeated v'nelam v'nelam to obligate one for both Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash. And point number three, the Gemara attempts to prove that Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Akiva and obligates a carbon for violated Shavuos about the future. Rebbe Akiva's opinion is based on darshing the Torah with the more inclusive ribui umiute, amplifications and limitations, where the mute merely excludes from the ribui. In a bright, Rebbe says, "B'chol podim b'chor adam chutz min ashtaros." One may redeem a human firstborn son with anything except for debt documents. The Rabban say he cannot be redeemed with avadim, mishtaros, ukarkos, slaves, documents, or land. Apparently, Rebbe darshens the Torah as ribui umiute, like Rebbe Akiva, and accordingly darshens the sequence of riba umiut uriba about Bechor redemption to include everything and exclude only one thing, shtaros, which have no intrinsic value. The Rabban darshens such sequences as kolio prate, generalizations and specifications, where the prat defines the extent of the klal. Therefore, they exclude anything not similar to the klal, i.e. silver coins, namely karka, which is not movable, and avadim, which are compared to karka, and shtaros. However, the Gemara proves that Rebbe does not generally darshan ribui umiute, and does so by Bechor for a specific reason, and thus cannot hold like Rebbe Akiva. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Dalet, and our standard Siman is a Delet, a door. So here goes. The door installer who was Chayv Malkus for using a key to cut off his Beharis was on his way to install two doors decorated with Karbanos, one for Helam Tuma entry and one for Helam Kodesh entry, when he got the bad news that he couldn't use his front door for Pinyon Ben because it's considered Karka. So once again, in slow motion. The door installer, door, that must be on Daf Dalet, Delet, door. The door installer who was Chayv Malkus for using a key to cut off his Beharis, which reminds us, having explained that our Mishnah falls for Rabbi Yishmael, and the liability for the four types of Shavuos is Malkus, the Gemara asks about the Mishnah's fourth case, Maros Nagai my Malkus Ika, regarding appearances of Saras, what Malkus is there? It answers with one who cuts off his Beharis, because Rabbi Elah said, Kol Makrin Shenemar Hishamer Pen Baal Ino El Lo Sase. Wherever it says in the Torah, be careful, lest, or do not, it's nothing but a negative prohibition and incurs malchus. Since the Torah writes, Hishamer Benegha Tzaras, be careful about the Tzaras affliction, one who cuts off his Tzaras receives malchus. So the door installer, who was Chayv Malkus for using a key to cut off his Beharis, was on his way to install two doors decorated with Karbanos, one for Helam Tuma entry and one for Helam Kodesh entry, which reminds us, Rav Yosef says the Mishnah's Rebbe about Karbanos, who's incorporating various Tanaim's opinions. Rav Kahan explained that Rav Yosef meant that Rebbe himself holds these views, not that he was merely presenting various Tanaim's opinions. Thus, the Mishnah reflects his own opinion. He quotes a brayso proving that Rebbe darshens the repeated v'nelam v'nelam to obligate one both for Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash. So the door installer, who was Chayv Malkus for using a key to cut off his Beharis, was on his way to install two doors decorated with Karbanos, one for Helam Tuma entry and one for Helam Kodesh entry, when he got the bad news that he could use its front door for Pinyon Ben because it's considered Karka, which reminds us the Gemara brings the Malchus about what may not be used for Pinyon Ben based on darshing Ribui Umiut or Kol Prat, whether it's only shtaros or shtaros karka and avadim. So once again, the door installer's Chayv Malkus for using a key to cut off his Beharis was on his way to install two doors decorated with Karbanos, one for Helam Tuma entry and one for Helam Kodesh entry, when he got the bad news that he couldn't use his front door for Pinyon Ben because it's considered karka. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf Chaf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. At the Kugelach Championship, Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chaf Gimel. At the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, which reminds us, we learned that Kol Yoshev Avar Aver, whoever sits and does not transgress an Avera, meaning he abstains from a rias, Nosin L'schar Ka'osim Mitzvah, he's given reward like one who does a mitzvah and is given life. So at the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, the boys were given many rules, including don't eat creepy creatures during a game, in order to award them prizes. Which reminds us, Rav Hanani ben Akashia says, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. Hashem wanted to provide merit for Yisrael. L'fichach Hibrahim Torah Mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave them an abundance of Torah Mitzvahs, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Chafetz Haman Sitko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Kodesh Baruch Hu desired for the sake of Yisrael's righteousness that the Torah be made great and glorious. Therefore, he gave many prohibitions, such as eating creeping creatures, which a person would refrain from anyway, so that he would receive reward for it. So, at the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, the boys were given many rules, including don't eat creepy creatures during a game, in order to award them prizes, with the goal of scoring 613 points made from a combination of 365 red points and 248 green points. Which reminds us, Rabbi Simlai darshaned that there are 613 mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Benu, 365 los aseis, corresponding to the days of the Torah year, and 248 mitzvahs asei, keneged evar shel adam, corresponding to the number of a person's body parts. The Rivan explains that each day of the year warns him not to transgress an avera, and each part of a person's body urges him to perform a mitzvah. Daf Chavdod. So the Simur Daf Chavdod is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. In the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio, next to the shelf of 11 pitchers, that must be on Daf Chavdod, kud. In the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio, next to the shelf of 11 pitchers stating mitzvahs that had the king's seal, which reminds us, after teaching that there are 613 mitzvahs, the Gemara continues that David HaMelech came and established them on 11 fundamentals because of the generational decline. So in the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio, next to the shelf of 11 pitchers stating mitzvahs that had the king's seal, the potter was designing three more pitchers with guidance from a Navi, which reminds us, later Yeshai came and established them on six fundamentals, and then Michal later established them on three. Number one, V'asos Mishpat, to do justice. Number two, V'avas Chesed, to love kindness. And number three, V'atznei Aleches Imel Kelcha, and to walk discreetly with your God. So in the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio, next to the shelf of 11 pitchers stating mitzvahs that had the king's seal, the potter was designing three more pitchers with guidance from a Navi, when he spotted a fox out the window on Har HaBayis and a rabbi smiling. Which reminds us, the Masechta concludes with the incident when Rabbi Akiva explained to the rabbis with him why he was smiling when he saw a fox coming out of the Kadosh Kadoshim. A pasuk links the reliability of the prophecies of Uriah Cohen and Zechariah, who prophesied in different periods. As long as Uriah's prophecy about Yerushalayim's destruction was not fulfilled, Rabbi Akiva feared that Zechariah's nevuah about its rebirth would not be fulfilled. Now that Uriah's fearsome prophecy was fulfilled, Zechariah's would certainly be as well. They said to him, Akiva nichamtanu, Akiva nichamtanu. Akiva, you have comforted us. Akiva, you have comforted us. Dav Beis. So the Simur Dav Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. The man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house. House. That must be on Dav Beis, bais, house. The man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house when he realized he had forgotten he was Tame when entering the Beis of Migdash and now had to bring an Ol of a Yored, which reminds us we discussed which karbanos mechaper for which transgressions of Tumas Migdash and Kedoshav. As Shiesh by Yediyah Batila, a case of mistaken Tuma violation, which involves one's knowledge beforehand that he was Tame, Yediyah Basov, and his knowledge at the end that he ate Kadshim, or entered the Migdash while Tame, Vahela main time, and forgetfulness in between, meaning he forgot he was Tameh, or that the food was Kachim, or the area entered was a Mikdash, he's chayv to the carbon Ol of Yored, which goes up and down, meaning it varies based on his financial status. If he did not yet become aware of the violation, the Sa'ir Hanasa Bifnim, the goat of Yom Kippur whose blood application is inside the Heichel, and Yom Kippur itself, suspend his punishment until he discovers his violation, and he will then bring an Ol of Yored. So the man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyah's Atuma house, when he realized he had forgotten he was Tame, when entering the base of Migdash and now had to bring an Ol of Yored, woke up the Seirim for Yom Kippur, Regalim, and Rosh Chodesh, which were kept in a pen together since they atone for Tumas Migdash Kedosha, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon was asked, Maushi Yikru Vezeh Bezeh, what is the halacha regarding the different Seirim that are brought for various cases of Tumas Migdash Kedosha being sacrificed one instead of the other? For example, if a Seir was designated for Yom Kippur and was lost until after Yom Kippur, can it be used for the Regalim, Rosh Chodesh? He said that it can, and they asked, since the atonements are different in his opinion, how can one be used for the other? He answered, they all come to be Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, albeit for different cases. So the man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house when he realized he had forgotten he was Tameh when entering the Beis HaMikdash and now had to bring an Ol of a Yored, woke up the Seirim for Yom Kippur Regalim and Rosh Chodesh, which were kept in a pen together since they atoned for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav, and the Seir HaMishtalech down the hall, which is Mechaper for all their Averos of Yisrael and Kohanim, and the Kohen Gadol, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes, Al Shar Aver Shabbat Torah, for all other transgressions, which are written in the Torah, whether relatively light or severe, whether done b'mezid or b'shogeg, whether he became aware of the violation or not, anase or losase, those punished with karas or execution, the Seir HaMishtaleach is mechaper. There's malchokas of the Kohanim attain kapara through the Seir HaMishtaleach at all. Daf Gimel, so the Simran Daf Gimel is a gemal, a camel. So here goes. The men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, camels, that must be on Daf Gimel, gemal, camel. The men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why Masechus Shavuos follows Makos and explains that Makos ends with several cases of multiple Malkos liabilities, such as cutting payas on both sides of the head, and five occasions for Malkos for destroying one's beard. Therefore, the Tanakh continued with Shavuos, which begins similarly with Shavuos 2, Shana Arba. O's are of two basic types that are actually four. So the men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, were riding four Shtaim Shana Arba camels, which reminds the Gemara explains the Shtaim Shana Arba cases in each one of the Mishnah's list of Shavuos, Yediyas HaTumah, Yetzias HaShabbos, and Maros Nagayim. So the men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, were riding four Shtaim Shana Arba camels, and told one rider who made a Shavuot about the past that although he would not be Chayav Karban, he was Chayav Malkus, which reminds us, the Gemara objects that the Mishnah does not agree with either Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph that only a Shavuah, Asinu Lavo, about the future, meaning I will eat obligates of carbon, not Shavuos about the past. And Rabbi Kiva holds in Daf Yadalat Amabeis, Hel Mikdash, forgetting about the Mikdash when entering while Tameh, does not obligate a carbon. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel because although he does not obligate a carbon for false Shavuos about the past, he does hold a person liable to Malkus for an intentional transgression, and the Mishnah is referring to Malkus. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn? That David HaMelech came and established the Tariq Mitzvahs on 11 fundamentals. That's on Daf Chavdar. Good. Number two. Which of them in the Rabbi Darshan's the repeated Ne'alam and Ne'alam to obligate one both for Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you learn that B'mispar Arbaim means 39 lashes? That's on Daf Chavbeis. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you have the explanation of each of the Shtaim Shena Arba cases? That's on Daf Gimel and Shavuos. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we learn that there's a case where one plows a single furrow and is high for eight Isurim? That's on Daf Chafav. Good. Number six. Which of them, whoever sits and does not transgress an Avera, meaning he abstains from it, no single schar ka'osim mitzvah, he's given schar like one who does the mitzvah. That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number seven. Which of them, the Micha later established the Tariq mitzvahs on three principles? That's on Daf Chavdar. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we have Melchokas regarding what may be used for pinion of Ben? That's on Daf Dalet and Shavuos. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we discuss why Maseches Shavuos follows Maseches Makos? That's on Daf Gimel and Shavuos. Good. Number ten. Which stuff do you know that one gets Malkus for cutting off Tzaras? That's on Daf Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.